It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Greetings and welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. And today we're going to give you some March Madness last-minute tips. All around the United States and abroad, people are examining the 64 men's college basketball teams which will be competing beginning Thursday for this year's annual tournament. The search to become the world's very first perfect bracket, in other words, making no mistakes all the way through the final game, will continue as no one yet has achieved that statistical milestone. Though I played basketball through high school and then as an adult all the way into my mid-30s, you might believe that someone with my lengthy knowledge of the sport would have won at least one NCAA March Madness bracket tournament at work or somewhere else. Well, you'd be wrong. Yes, I am zero for life entering these 2022 college basketball games. Yes, that indeed does make me sad. However, I'm always more than willing to give you my thoughts about such things as, what is a zag? Or, do they still make boilers at Purdue? When you're a former hoops player and sports junkie like me, you may be asked by coworkers to provide some helpful tips to such important questions as, what color is Colgate's uniform? Red? Or, which team does Sister Jean root for? Loyola Chicago. Though I might be quite knowledgeable about college basketball, my losing streak at this pick'em game remains a sore subject. To say that I might be overanalyzing the teams in the field every year is probably an understatement. But not this time, though. Yes, this year is going to be different. Well, maybe. Perhaps. Okay, probably not. But I will publish my complete picks sometime in the next day or so. Prior to Thursday morning's tip-offs, be watching for that. There are four so-called play-in basketball games being played on Tuesday and Wednesday night, and I will not have any of those teams advancing out of their first round games this year. So let's cover a few of the most likely questions which you or a coworker might have about this year's March Madness tournament. Question number one. With this being the final season for Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, shouldn't I pick the Blue Devils to win it all this year? Answer. A month ago, I might have agreed with you. This year's Blue Devils team looked very dazed and confused at Coach K's final home game at Cameron Indoor Stadium in a lopsided loss to North Carolina just 2 weeks ago. And then, Duke got blasted in the final game of the ACC tournament last weekend against a rising Virginia Tech squad, too. So Duke is the number two seed in the West region. This year's Duke team lacks the take-charge floor leader type of point guard to ensure that all the big men get their shots down low. The usually highly disciplined Blue Devils look dazed and confused on the floor during the second half of meltdowns against both North Carolina and Virginia Tech. This Duke basketball team, while very talented on paper, seems to be overrated as a number two seed this year. It would make for one great storyline if Duke could make it into the Final Four in New Orleans one last time for Coach K, but I don't see that happening this year. Question number two. LSU's head basketball coach Will Wade and his top assistant were fired last week after the NCAA advised the university about likely sanctions coming for the men's basketball program. Will the LSU basketball team who's in the NCAA tournament actually rise up and play well, or are they going to slink on home early? Answer. I still don't even know how the NCAA Tournament Committee awarded the number 6 Midwest seed to LSU with a 22-11 record. They don't even deserve to be in the field at all, in my opinion. Texas A&M, at 23-12, had the exact same conference record, 9-9 as LSU, and then the Aggies won three straight games last weekend to make it into the finals of the SEC Tournament, losing eventually to Tennessee. While Texas A&M is out of the tournament, LSU somehow made it in. The Tigers play solid defense, but this team's offense has been quite inconsistent for the entire season. They play an equally hard-to-figure-out number 11 seed in Iowa State, who's 20-12, this coming Friday night. Though LSU is playing a relatively soft first weekend bracket of games, the other one being Wisconsin versus Colgate and the other set of games on Friday, the Tigers seem unlikely to advance past the first weekend of play as these games are being played in Milwaukee, as in Wisconsin. Yeah, home crowd for the Badgers this weekend. Question 3. Sister Jean's Loyola Chicago team is back in the field this year. Are they any good? Answer, you bet they are. And at the spry age of 102 years young, the nationally famous Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt is excited about her Loyola Chicago Ramblers again too. After learning that her beloved team will face Ohio State on Friday at 11 a.m. in the first round of the tournament, Sister Jean exclaimed, quote, I'm just so excited. Ohio State, we'll take them, we'll work on them. I believe our young men are going to do it. That's the way to go, Sister Jean. The number 10 South seed Ramblers of Loyola Chicago are 25-7 this year, and they grabbed the trophy for the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament about 2 weeks ago. They're very well rested. Their first round opponent, Ohio State, was somehow given a very surprising number 7 seed, despite a season record of 19-11. It's apparent that the NCAA committee has fallen in love with the Big Ten this year. That conference received a highly questionable total of 9 teams into the field this year. Ohio State is ripe for the picking. The crowd in Pittsburgh will also likely be pulling for Loyola, too. I expect Loyola to beat Ohio State, and then in the second round they'll have an expected matchup with number 2 seed Villanova. In that game, Sister Jean may need to ask for a little bit more divine intervention in order for her team to advance to the second week of play. Question: will Gonzaga finally win their first national championship ever this year? Answer: the country's overall number 1 ranked team is 26-3, and they've been in this position a few other times before. Each time, Gonzaga comes up a little bit short. This year, the number 1 West-seeded Zags will play in round number 1 in Portland, Oregon, and then round number 2 in San Francisco, so they're going to have plenty of crowd support from the fans on the West Coast. The Twin Towers of forward Drew Timmy and freshman 7-foot center Chet Holmgren have helped Gonzaga become the 4th best rebounding team in the nation this year. If the guard play remains solid, they look to be your best bet to make it all the way to the Final Four in New Orleans at the end of the month. They are the favorite to win the championship this season for a reason. Question: Tennessee just won the SEC tournament last weekend. How far can the Vols go? Answer: Tennessee was given the number 3 seed in a very difficult South bracket. That region features a number 1 seed in Arizona, number 2 Villanova, number 4 Illinois, and number 5 Houston. That's pretty tough. And to start things out, Tennessee will face a sneaky good number 14 seed, Longwood, who's 26-6 on the year and on an 8-game winning streak in round 1 on Thursday afternoon. Now, the guard play for Tennessee has been outstanding lately, as the Volunteers looked every bit the part of a championship team last weekend in winning the SEC tournament title. This is a team which could beat anyone in the country right now. If Tennessee can make it into next weekend's Sweet 16 down in San Antonio, there are going to be thousands of orange-clad Volunteer fans taking over the Alamo City. I really do like Tennessee's chances of making it all the way to the Final Four. Okay, question: how about a few underdog teams which I should consider on my bracket for the first weekend? Okay, here's your answer. If you're looking for the hottest teams right now, try number 7 seed in the East, Murray State. They're 30-2 and winners of 20 straight games in a row. The Racers will play number 10 seed San Francisco in the nightcap game on Thursday at Indianapolis, and a win would set up a David versus Goliath matchup against number 2 seed University of Kentucky for the Bluegrass State Supremacy on Saturday night. Another streaking team with 21 straight wins is South Dakota State. The number 8 seed in the Midwest region, the Jackrabbits have won every conference game they played this year and are the nation's best 3-point shooting team in making nearly 45% of their attempts. They'll play on Thursday afternoon in Buffalo, New York against number 4 seed Providence, and that should be a fun matchup. Then there's the Midwest region number 14 seed, the 23-11 Colgate. The Raiders, not the toothpaste. They've won 15 straight games coming into their first round matchup against number 3 seed Wisconsin at 24-7. Now, this game will be played in Milwaukee, which is the Badgers' home state. Colgate is going to have to brush up on their season average of 40% of 3-point shots just to stay close. And with a win, though, Colgate might just be able to floss its way into a Sweet 16 in Chicago next weekend. I had to. You knew it was coming. Question: which team should I avoid picking? Answer: do not be fooled by the seedings for Midwest number 6 seed LSU, as we discussed earlier, or East number 6 seed Texas, there's 21-11. The West number 6 Alabama is 18-13. or a quartet of South Region woofers, number 7 Ohio State, number 8 Seton Hall, number 9 TCU, or number 11 Michigan. If any of the teams I just mentioned are still hanging around after this first weekend of play, it's going to come as a big surprise. Question: so, when are your big SwampSwamiSports.com brackets coming out so I can check them out? Answer: I'm hoping to have those posted on Wednesday. Come back and check it out. I'm Swamp Swami. I'm working on those brackets.